What is up, everybody? This is Ryan here with you today, looking to go forward and talk about changing your goals or changing your identity. Sounds like a pretty deep topic, but this is something that was going inside my head, and I thought we'd be able to help a lot of folks out, because until I sat back and thought about it, it was one of the biggest things holding me back. So looking forward to having you check it out in this episode. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, and you are listening to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Podcast, where we share with you the underground ninja skills and tactics the top sales and marketing leaders are using to create financial and lifestyle freedom. And the question that everybody is asking is, how do I create financial and lifestyle freedom for me? That is the question, and this show is the answer. Welcome, everybody, to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Ryan Staley, here today, super excited to go with you. Do you change your goals or do you change your identity? Sounds like a super deep question, but it was something that was going inside my head that I was truly thinking and ruminating about, because what happened was I set some really, really, really big goals, which a lot of us type A personalities do, trying to make things happen in the world, trying to create a tremendous impact, whether it be for your income, your family, your career, your business. And so I was sitting through thinking, and I'm like, you know, I'm setting really, really big goals, or what they call BHAG goals, you know, big, hairy, audacious goals. And, you know, what I was realizing, and I've done this over a long period of time, and I think I was conditioned to do this based on the environment I was in prior to starting my own company. And that was because of the fact that it was like, if you don't put up massive, massive goals for yourself, you're not trying hard enough. You're not pushing yourself hard enough. You're not doing what you need to do to take yourself to the next level. And, you know, there's elements of truth on that. However, at the same time, what I was realizing was that wasn't serving me any longer with the way it was constructed. And so what I mean by that was I would set these monstrous goals that are just obnoxious, right? I'd have a plan to get there, but it wasn't hyper specific as it needed to be. So as a result, or as a byproduct, I would get, maybe sometimes I would get there. Sometimes I would get 2/3 of the way there. Sometimes I get 50% of there. Sometimes I just fail outright, right? Just like anybody else where you do that. However, what I'd realized of those times where I didn't get there, I would get really, really pissed. I would get very mad. I would get very angry. I would get upset. And so I started like noodling around and going deeper in my brain. I'm like, why am I getting so mad that I'm not hitting my goals? And what I realized is I built my identity around achieving goals. And that goes back to the achiever in everyone, which, hey, I love goals, and don't get me wrong, I don't think you should abandon them. However, one of the things that got me thinking about that was like, okay, if that's my identity, that if I don't hit these big massive goals, then I'm not going to be happy with myself. I need to do one of three things, right? I need to change the way I set goals. And the way I am doing that, I need to change my behaviors so that if I do set those big goals, that goal is only set if I have a 1-5-step process specifically and tangibly how I'm going to get there and what tangible benefits I need to execute on. And, you know, it got me thinking about that because I'm reading the book Tiny Habits, which is the underlying research that was done for Atomic Habits, which has like 3 million books that are read. And Tiny Habits is amazing because he talks about truly how behavior or achieving goals comes back to habits. And the habits that you achieve are based on motivation, ability, and prompts. And he said that one of the big things that a lot of people struggle with is they think they have a motivation problem when it's more of an ability or a prompt problem. And those are designed around making habits super hyper simple. And then you escalate your results on that. So that was something else. Step two that I looked at, or number three, is I changed my identity, which sounds like, wow, you're going to change your identity. And what I mean by that is in terms of that, like, okay, so I don't mean change who I am as an entire person, but more the belief that I have where if I don't execute on A versus B, right? Because it's awesome that you have big, massive goals and want to do amazing things. However, if you truly, truly like are unhappy during the process, your entire life, then it's not worth it, right? So in terms of changing that identity, it's more so the association that I have about myself on whether I achieve that or not. And so that was just kind of down the rabbit hole of how to look at it. And I'm like, okay, do I need to change how I set my behavior? Do I need to change how I behave? Or do I need to change my identity? And so, like, I encourage you, if you're trying to do something repeatedly and you keep failing and you have a really adverse, irritated, mad, frustrated reaction to it, it's not always a bad thing because pain causes you to change, right? That's the best way to change is through reflection of what that pain has caused. However, if it's a repeated pattern, those are three questions you want to ask yourself to truly, truly understand, like, what you need to do to right the ship so you become happy along the way with what you're trying to do and how big it is and the impact you're trying to make on the world. So I know this is a little bit all over the place today, but it's just something going on. And I know starting your business is truly hard. I know being in sales, I know being a revenue leader, a CEO, these are all really, really hard things and stretch you mentally, emotionally, and intellectually. And I thought, you know, hey, this would be a good insight because take a step back and truly, truly look at it and ask yourself those questions. You might be excited, surprised about the answers you give yourself. So real happy you joined me today. Thank you so much. This was a quick one, but I appreciate you. I appreciate you joining me and hope you have a great, great Monday. Thank you for spending the time with me today. I know that time is one of the most valuable resources, so I truly honor and appreciate you coming along this journey with me. One of the things that I want to ask you is if you really truly enjoyed this and know someone that this can make an impact on, please share this episode with them. If you're on a journey for financial and lifestyle freedom, it is always exponentially better if we're building a tribe with like-minded people who are on the same journey. In addition, I have an amazing PDF for you that could be career-changing in terms of the content. Essentially what it is are the top 10 questions that every big customer is asking behind closed doors that no one is telling you about. I'll put a link for it in the show notes, so check it out. It's my free gift for you for being a part of this launch and being a part of this journey with me, and I hope to see you soon.